Yes, Lord. Do you feel like you're not being heard? Do you feel like an undiscovered genius? Do you feel like you have a calling that's meant to minister to thousands worldwide? Well, actually, to all entrepreneurs of the 99%. Do you have an Uber product, but can't get out of your own way to pick people up from point A to point B? Are you tired of using a shotgun, only hitting a fraction of your target audience? May I make a suggestion? Come to Compound 99. Join Cowboy 347 on his compound, where we help the 99% discover their sweat equity, and from it, produce imagination being the top of the success of the ladder. Take this sniper rifle, where you will use your value to deliver compelling offers with the least amount of time and least amount of effort while still raising your market value. We are looking for 30 entrepreneurs who are out there in the 99% looking to turn their sweat equity into clarity. Click the link to schedule a call to see if you qualify. Cowboy 347 as a helper. Cowboy 347 as a shepherd. Find something to do before something to do finds you.
Lord, this is Cowboy 347 and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, YouTuber and producer and brand farmer. I am excited about this episode because I want to talk a little bit about my name's origin. I'm not gonna take too long on this. There's so much more to do. I'm grateful for those who have tapped in and who took the time to listen to today's episode. But I want to explain to you guys a little bit of what, you know, to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, and, you know, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and what that means to me. So now, my great grandmother, she was the second generation out of slavery, born in Oklahoma, moved to McKinney, Texas. From McKinney, Texas, you know, she had family, she had children. You know, when she got to a certain age, she had grandchildren. And once she got to a certain age, she said that she was going to move up north. And before moving up north, she was named, her nickname was 50 Cent. And she was absolutely a, you know, she had an interesting journey. You know, in the streets, as a cowgirl, and, she decided to give her life to God. And from there, she had aspirations after obviously having a family and having grandchildren. She decided to you know, move up north, to Massachusetts. And, But from there, you know, that's where I was born. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, now I reside in Washington, D.C. But growing up, I always watched my mother watching Westerns, and I never really knew why. And I didn't find out why until I got a little older. And I know my father, he was from Augusta, Georgia. But being able to go down south and really understand what the country's like, but not only understanding what the country's like, kind of understanding the origin of what the country really is and what it really is about, you know, being from the South, right? Thank you, Holy Spirit. And as I became an adult, I realized that cowboys was grown men doing grown men things, right? In the outback, in the open stakes of the country. When it came to land, you had to be able to be a man to really hold your stock, to hold your cattle, to hold your, you know, your land, to hold your equity. You had to be able to stand firm on your 10 toes down and defend what is yours in those times. And it was just real men do real things. And I believe that, you know, she was actually trying to instill into me the principles of a cowboy by how much she was trying to teach me the lifestyle and the culture of what it is to be from the country. Now, this is a woman who grew up in this. She was a cowgirl herself, second generation out of slavery. So imagine all of the personalities that she had to look up to, right, when it comes to sticking up for yourself and fighting for what's yours at that time. You know, the years from 1 to 7 is our theta state. And those are the most important years of our life. And what you learn from 1 to 7 is going to be what you take for you throughout your entire life to survive and to be better and to do well, right? And that is my pretty much, you know, my 1 to 7 was obviously, you know, learning more about God, but also learning about the cowboy culture. But coming up into the element of, you know, the present. I knew as an entrepreneur that I wanted to serve. And once I gave up a business and got into another, I decided that it would be wise to truthfully hone in to who I am. Now, if you guys want to hear the exact story of the exact moment that this number 347 popped up in my life, I want you guys to get my book. 347, A Millionaire on Vacation. And I want you guys to get this book, and I want you to get the bundle that it comes with in terms of the human flourishing tools that you guys can utilize, right, to go by your day by day and painting your purpose. Now, when it comes to this episode, I just want to talk about just the messaging behind the numerology. So I'm going to talk about 347, but I just want to talk about the resurrection, seeing that Easter just passed. I want to talk about, you know, my mother and her rehab and just this. You know, if you guys want to check out what I mean by the rehab, go check out the YouTube video, you know, Happy Resurrection. But the one room where, you know, her birthday falling on Easter, falling on the resurrection day, is the one that jumped out at me, and I said, I have to do a message on this. I have to explain, you know, my connection with this, because it was a journey. It was a test. It was, in fact, the cross was, in fact, heavy, carrying it and having to plant it and having to get up on it, and then having to believe that you will live. But when it comes to producing equity with Cowboy 347. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you you tired of using a shotgun? Spraying the entire world with your value with just one post and one video only to hit a fraction of your target. To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy Bree47. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. There's this thing where to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, and to be a cowboy is to be a helper. There's this thing where I am connected to really serving the purpose of what God wants me to do in the spirit, but being practical about it. And I believe that being practical is being accountable. And this room number jumped out at me, seeing that my mother's birthday was on Easter. And I want to share with you guys the numerology meaning of the room number. Now, before I do that, because I know you guys are waiting, I want you guys to, know that I'm grateful for, you know, the numbers that have been supporting. And as we unravel this thing, I hope that God can allow me to, you know, reach individuals that truly need what it is that I am offering. And may it be organic, and may this raw approach be inspirational for those who are looking for a stick for the quicksand. So getting into that, the room number was 139, and this is the room where my mother literally went through hell, her and I, to get to this point of harmony after being hit by a car and having problems with her housing and having problems with, you know, her health and her mental health, being disabled. And know that God is real, because where she is at now, her birthday falling on Easter and her being peaceful, I'm feeling this supreme presence of, you know, what Jesus spoke to us in the resurrection, in John 11:25, when, you know, this is what happens when you believe. And I see life, right? And I seen life in her. I see peace. I see thoughtfulness. I see resting. I see pursuit of new. And when it comes to the numerology aspect, the room number was 139. And I said that whatever the meaning of this number is, I am going to hold this dearly to my heart, because this journey absolutely meant a lot to me, because the fact that we came closer on this day. And God showed me, it doesn't matter how ignorant people may be, or it doesn't matter what energies that may be on people that may be trying to redact you from discovering your worth or your value, God will show up for you if you believe. But the number is 139. In 139, angels are specifying that this is a sign that good things are going to come your way. And if this number pops up in your life, don't take it lightly, because after a period of hard work and effort, I kid you not, we went through everything that we went through, and her birthday fell right on the resurrection day. And after a period of hard work and effort, things are about to pay off. If you have been struggling and working hard to seemingly no avail, right? Just listen to what I just described to you. This is what I discovered from the room that she was in. And then again, her birthday fell on the resurrection, and we made it to this place where she is peaceful. And if you have been struggling and working hard to seemingly no avail, this is a message of encouragement and love for you. Hard work is coming into fruition. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's really This is very important to me because I'm going to describe what Cowboy 347 is. This is important for me because I need you guys to know that you guys are in a spiritual experience. You guys are, in fact, inside of a spiritual experience. And I want you guys to know that this spiritual experience that you guys are in, right, it's a lot. We don't want to make it harder than what it is by thinking too much. It is as simple as it is being imputed to you right under your nose. Right? In the Word of God, the answers are right under your nose. But you got to be willing to see it. Right? Now, we all know that time exists. And the fact that numbers do have meaning, we have to understand that human beings are spiritual beings because we can communicate. And the fact that we can articulate symbols and language is all spiritual. Now, in the essence of it, Cowboy 347, this is what I predicate myself on. This is how I started, was paying attention to time. And if you guys want to know how I came into the number 347 on the clock, purchase 347, A Millionaire on Vacation. But here's what 347 means in the essence of being a cowboy, right? Career-wise, this represents a time of growth. Angels are engaging and they are encouraging you to take risk and follow your passions. Now, along with following your passions, find becoming the balance between practicality and spirituality that inspires us to use our creativity and inner wisdom to achieve our goals. So I want you to know that all around you, there is absolutely this is a battle of frequencies out here in this world. And there's messages all around us. And we have to be able to articulate signs to keep us on whatever side that we're on. Now, you choose your side, that's your side. But, whatever side you're on, there's messages all around us. But to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And I stuck with my mother. My mother stuck with me through this interesting trial and tribulation. And this number on this room represents the beauty of what it means to believe. And no matter how much life may tell you that things is one way, it can go another way. And you never know what God is doing behind the scenes and how much he is sticking up for you behind the scenes. So with that being said, being a shepherd and being a helper is to teach those to be practical and spiritual and finding the balance between the two and following your passions and using your creativity and inner wisdom to achieve all of the goals that you aspire for. And as long as you believe, right, you will always resurrect and you will always come out on top. Yes, Lord. This is Producing Equity with Cowboy 347. This is your YouTuber, producer, and brand farmer. And I look forward to talking to you soon, if not before then. Yes, Lord.